he's a young lad, but he's very sort of mature for his age, and he's very popular with fans. He's got time for everybody, and I think that's a major sort of point. You know, when you're in his position, I mean, I know not long after the World Championship, as part of his prize, he went to South Africa to race out there. You know, and in literally a matter of, you know, a couple of days, he'd made, you know, some very big friends over there, and you know, topped it off with a fine second place in their national championship at their speed weekend. So he's popular wherever he goes. And you know, when I asked him about a meet and greet with the fans this week before the meeting starts, you know, he was one of the very first to say, yeah, you know, count me in, be great to see everybody. So that you know, makes him very, very popular.
Lots of local interest this weekend. We've got Sean Taylor from Peasenhall involved, Darren Dew from Needham Market, and Chris Hurd from Newmarket leading the points. He's back very much.
He is, yeah. I mean, just kind of last year, I know we certainly weren't writing Chris off, you never can, but last year was maybe a bit more of a subdued year for him, whereas this year, straight away in the qualifying, he's right up there again, and I think that shows, you know, just how competitive national hot rod racing is. I mean, on the flip side of that, Rob McDonald was very much a front runner, had a technical infringement at the last Ipswich, which meant that because he hadn't quite got the logging data correct on one of his tyres, he dropped out of the competition. He was eliminated from that meeting. You do get a couple of meeting ban as well, and now we see him out of the qualifying zone. So it just goes to demonstrate how tight it is at the top there at the moment, and we're still only really in the first sort of you know, quarter of the season for the National Hot Rods.
A favourite formula of ours, the Superstocks, is back this weekend as well. You've got world champion Jason Cooper leading the points series at present. How are the Meadows brothers doing, Alex and James?
Well, James, we haven't seen much of him since the Ipswich Speed Weekend.
Second at that one, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah. He was. Yeah, he very much, you know, James is a guy that can sort of, you know, he was combining his university studies with his racing, and yet every time he came back, he was right on the money right from the beginning. But I think the car is for sale, so I'm not quite sure what James's sort of, you know, career move is at the moment. He's probably concentrating on other things, but Alex is very much there as always. Alex has been developing, you know, the new type engine, the Z-Tec, that everyone's running. And I think when it comes to the Z-Tec, he's ahead of the pack at the moment. So I'm hoping that Alex will develop that engine more. And as we've seen many, many times, he can be right on the money when it comes to the day.
The Thule's Hot Rods also run on Saturday as well. And I guess a lot of fans of the sport like the fact that these formulas are so open. But in Thule to Hot Rods, you have got one man who's, well, we talk about dominance in sport, Dan Smith. What a year he's had.
Dan has, and at the moment, really, he can't go wrong. And but, you know, it's not been just this year. You know, he's always been there or thereabouts. I mean, he has a long history in the sport, originally starting out in lightning rods, and then he moved into super stocks. He's always been competitive. He was competitive in the lightning rods. I remember a few seasons ago, he won the lightning rods, you know, big final at the Speed Weekend. Superstocks, he was always there or thereabouts. But if you think about it, you know, he's learned his craft by both the sort of contact and the non-contact route. And I think that's what makes him overall a very good driver. And as we've seen this year, it's all come together. But of course, you know, it's not just the driver. You know, Dan's got a great car. He's got a good team around him. He's got a superb portfolio of sponsors. So everything's going good for him. And, you know, we couldn't be happier, really.
And while you like it wide open, and, you know, it can be a case of any driver on the grid can win, characters like Dan, characters like Chris Hurd in the National Hot Rods, they're very important for the sport. Their dominance drives other drivers to get better, doesn't it?
It does, it does. I mean, at the end of the day, they set the benchmark, and everybody is now pitching to try and be at the same level or to try and beat them. So it generates more competition within, really. We've got formidable drivers in all of those formulas, and on their day, you know, they can take the fight and take the win. But it just goes to show that, you know, that these guys have just got that extra little something at the moment. I don't know if it's a reliability thing, or maybe it's a question of the fact that the car is still fast at the end of the race. There's lots of different factors that come into that, but there's no doubt about it. They've got an ingredient at the moment, and it's working.
At the racing starts at 6:45, and also on Saturday you can get your tickets for the the aforementioned gala night.
That's right, yes. I mean, believe it or not, November the 5th is coming up fast. I can't believe how quickly it is, but we've got the tickets now, advanced tickets for anybody who wants to get them. Again, the gala night is always something special at Foxhall, probably even more so this year because we've got the return of the 2 litre National Saloons who were back here in April. We've got more of a tie-up with them now, so they're going to be here. They're contesting their ORC Championship, so that will add an awful lot of spice to the night as well. So that should be another tremendous meeting coming up in the next few weeks.